right, welcome back, everybody. This is Optimal Credit Solution, and today our episode is going to be a little impromptu. Over the past couple months, we have been getting a lot of phone calls from younger people asking about credit cards with high limits on it. They might have a credit card with $1,000 or $2,000 on it, but they're wanting a credit card with a $100,000 limit that they're reading about on the internet. And the thing that we notice is that there's a trend that a lot of this younger generation, they don't really understand how important credit is. We live in a credit-based economy, and they don't really understand that. So this episode is going to focus on talking about the importance of credit and how you can eventually get a credit card with a high limit on it. And I'm not going to say you're going to get that credit card that you want that has a credit limit of $100,000, because that is outrageous. And in order to get a credit card with a $100,000 limit, you have to have the income that will justify a limit that high. But to backtrack, credit is more than just your credit limit on your credit cards. Credit, it plays a role in every aspect of your life, whether it's your job or a job that you're applying for, whether it's an apartment that you're trying to rent or a house that you're trying to buy. It's about the vehicle that you drive and the price that you pay for that vehicle. It's about the insurance that covers the vehicle that you're driving. It's about the utilities in your house, whether or not you have to put a deposit down. It covers, and it's so important in every aspect of your life, that just focusing on one aspect, getting a credit card with a high limit, should be an afterthought. So what we came to realize is that there is a lack of knowledge about credit, and that is because there is a lack of education about it. It's not something that is taught in school, which it should be. So we're going to try to throw a couple episodes out there that will educate and inform everybody on what credit is. And we can start with talking about your employment. Because when you fill out a job application, a lot of times they do background checks that you authorize. And in as part of that background check, they're going to check your credit. So now you might be coming out of college and you might already be in debt $200,000, but you have your college degree and your college education, and you fill out that job application and they want to check your credit. Well, let's say while you were in college, you took out a bunch of credit cards that you didn't pay, or you have a lot of late payments, you have charge-offs, maybe you have an auto loan repossession. Well, now they're going to pass over you, because that job function might entail you having access to financial information or people's personal information. And because your credit history is not good, you can't be trusted with company assets. So that's number one. And without your employment, you're not going to pay your student loans. You're not going to pay your rent payment or your credit card payments or your cell phone. Without your employment, you have nothing. So that's first and foremost. That's why you want to take care of your credit, number one, so that you can have your dream job. Number two, your car. Let's say you get that job. They say, okay, we're going to give you another shot. We're going to hire you, even though your credit is bad, or maybe you had a legitimate reason that your credit went bad and the employer decided to give you a second chance. That's great. But now, getting back and forth to that job, you need a vehicle. or you could take public transportation. However, public transportation only runs at certain times. So maybe you have to be 2 hours early to work in order to get there on time because that's when public transportation is running. Or maybe you work after public transportation stops running and now you have to take a taxi or an Uber everywhere you go. Those costs are going to rack up and you're going to end up spending a lot more money than what you have to. Or you can purchase a vehicle. However, you're not going to purchase a vehicle, or at least a good vehicle, without credit. And even if you do get an auto loan with bad credit, you're going to pay an outrageous interest rate, 20% plus. So now you're paying one and a half, maybe twice as much as what somebody else would be paying that has good credit. So there's your second reason to take care of your credit. Number three, the insurance that you're going to pay on that vehicle if you get the vehicle, the loan. Your premiums are going to be way higher than somebody with good credit driving the same vehicle that might be paying half of your auto loan and paying half of the premium that you're going to be paying for that. Okay, so that's number three, your insurance. Number four, let's say your employment is in another state or in another city. So now you have to go and move to be closer to work. So you take your job that you'll be lucky to get with bad credit with your car that you hope you can get with bad credit with your outrageous interest rate and your insurance that you're paying for that car to make it legal to drive that you're paying twice as much as somebody with good credit. And now you have to move to another city. So after spending all this money now, you got to move. Your relocation costs. Will you go to get the utilities turned on? Well, first, you got to get the apartment if they do a credit check. You might not even get it if your credit is bad. But if you do get it, let's just say you get it. Maybe they require 3 months' rent with a security because your credit isn't so good. So you fork out all that money. Now, on top of all that, you call to get the utilities turned on, your basic necessities for life, your water, your electric. And they tell you now we have to run your credit. And it comes back that your credit doesn't meet their requirements. So now you have to put a deposit down, a security deposit, to turn on your utilities, your basic necessities of life. And now there's all that money. Well, by now you're close to being broke if you're not already broke. Borrowing money to pay for your basic necessities, your car, your insurance, your apartment, your utilities. But you still need a way for people to contact you. You need a cell phone or a house phone. Well, you go to AT&T or Verizon or T-Mobile or Sprint, and they say, yeah, we'll give you service, but we need a deposit. You see where I'm going with this? Your credit is much more than a credit card. You have to take care of your credit in order to survive comfortably in life because credit touches every aspect of your life. It's more than a credit card. And this is what we're trying to convey to people. Yes, you need a credit card, actually three of them, to build your credit up. But if you mishandle and misuse those cards that you want so bad, it's going to haunt you and it's going to hurt. Everywhere you turn, it's going to hurt. Let's say you're all set up and an unexpected expense comes. Your refrigerator decides to stop running, or your stove, but you don't quite have the liquid assets to pay for that. So you need to put it on credit. You need to purchase it on credit, whether you open up a store card or you use a credit card that you already have. So it's a safety net to fall back on. But sometimes not a lot of people have that luxury of having that safety net. They can't open up that credit card to get the 5% cash back or the 12 months interest-free financing because they have a poor credit history. And that is what we try to do here. We try to help our clients clean up their credit history because we realize how important credit is. We have all been there. Everybody wasn't born with perfect credit. Just like everybody wasn't born with bad credit. They are decisions that you make. And sometimes the decisions that we make aren't the wisest decisions. But we still make them. And we still have to suffer the consequences. But the good thing is there are laws that are set up to protect us. Because in order for somebody to report a negative account, it has to be factual and they have to be able to prove every aspect of that account, your purchase history, the date it was open, the date it was closed, the date it was charged off, the amount that you owe, the date of your last payment. This is all things that have to be documented. And you use that, you use those laws to fight back. Because face it, when you're down, you're just going to be getting kicked down. You get up and you get kicked back down. You're down because you have poor credit. You go to stand up to get a vehicle and you get kicked back down. Denied. It's up to you to decide when you're sick and tired of hearing denied. It's up to you to decide when you're going to stop the embarrassment of being told no. It's up to you to decide when you're going to take your financial future back into your control and do something about it. And I'm not saying to get on the phone or email us right now and hire us. I'm not saying that. It's not the point of this episode. The point of this episode is to try to tell people how important credit is. Now, we are and we are willing to help you. We will. But we have to believe that you're committed to repairing your credit. And we have to believe that we can help you. Because let's face it, not everybody can be helped. There's only so many times you can dispute an account before the credit reporting agencies say it's a frivolous dispute from here on out. Because maybe you had hired 5 or 6 other credit repair companies that continually disputed this account, or you disputed it yourself multiple times. We're not going to sign you up and take your money. That's counterproductive. It doesn't look good on us. We'll end up with a bad review, and it's going to hurt you because it's money that you could have spent paying down another bill. But before you go and apply for any more credit, or before you actively seek out a credit card, read about the product that you're trying to obtain. Because you might want a credit card with a high limit, but you got to realize that a lot of those cards come with an annual fee. Look at American Express. Some of their annual fees are outrageous. $500 a year, $400 a year, just to have the card. Do you really want to do that? Do you want to pay $500 a year to spend somebody else's money and then pay interest on top of that? No. I know I sure want it. These are things that you have to look into. But focus on from here on out, from today, which is January 16th, 2020. Focus on paying your bills on time, paying down your balances, and paying off debt before taking on more debt. That's when you're going to become the winner. You see, you'll hear a lot of stories on the internet about people saying, pay for everything cash. I buy everything cash. I'm a cash person. Yeah, cash is fine. Cash is the way to go if you could, because you're spending your own money and you're not paying interest on that money. It's your money that you worked for. However, the people that are on there saying that are the people that are trying to honk their own horn, because they might be wealthy people. In fact, if they're living on a cash-only basis every day, I guarantee you they're wealthy. So they're probably in the top 5% of the population in the United States of America. But for the other 95%, like me, and like most of you, we're not wealthy. We rely on credit, because without credit, we could not have the things that we need. We could not afford to go and spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on a vehicle. We could not afford to go and spend $200,000 on a house. We can't do that. We can't afford to have $20,000 or $30,000 sitting in an escrow account to be self-insured so you don't have to pay an insurance bill every month. So what do? We rely on credit. But you can only rely on your credit, which is a tool. Your credit is a tool. The only way you can rely on and have that tool is if you take care of it. You got to show a long positive payment history. How do you do that? You pay your bills on time. You pay your bills on time. It's the biggest part of your FICO score, your payment history. Your debt to income ratio has to be under control. You can't make $50,000 a year and owe $400,000 in debt. It's going to be extremely hard to get out. It's impractical. So that means living within your means. This is all stuff that you could think about and you could read about, and we want to teach you about. We want to educate you. Because if by some chance you become one of our clients, we want to help you. We want to put you in the program, get you out of the program. And although we do want to keep a relationship with you, we don't want to see you come back into our program, because that means, one, we failed. We might have succeeded in cleaning your credit, but we failed in educating you enough to take care of it. It all starts with education. You need to understand what credit is. Because without credit, you're going to live on a cash-only basis. Or you're going to be suckered into subprime products, like a buy here, pay here car lot, where you'll go and pay $400 a week on a car, $1,600 a month. Come on. You're robbing your future self when you do something like that. You go to a buy here, pay here car lot or an appliance store that does that, you're robbing your future self. You're paying way more than you have to. Wouldn't it be nice to walk into an auto dealership and say, you know what? I want that car. But you know what? I don't like the price. So they knock the price down. You get the financing. The interest rate might be a little too high. So you tell them, you know what? I don't like the interest rate. I want it lower, or I'm leaving and I'm going to another place to do business. So they do everything they can to cater to you because they pulled your credit and they know that there is no problem getting you approved for the loan. You can go anywhere and get the loan. So they're going to do what they can to get your business. Then you can puff your chest out. Keep your head high. Because you weren't the sucker. You were the winner. You walk out of there and you jump in your brand new car and you drive down the road. You open the windows and you turn your music on. And you feel proud of yourself because you did that. But there's only one way to do it. And that's to have good credit. You have to make your mind up whether you want to have good or bad credit. And it's as simple as that. Yeah, you can make the argument that every 7 years, you could start all over again because all your negative accounts fall off after 7 years. But sometimes 7 years is too long. And not only that, if you guys haven't found out by now or haven't learned, a lot of these credit companies, they keep a list where you, if you get put on the blacklist, they won't give you any credit products. So it starts today. It starts right now, 6:17 p.m. on January 16th, 2020. Make up your mind and say, enough is enough. I'm not going to get pushed around. And I'm not going to get kicked down. Make a stand for yourself. And the only way to do that is to educate yourself on your credit. Find out about the products that you're going to apply for. Don't take it just because you got approved for it. You should already know why you want that product before you apply for it. If you're only applying to see if you can get approved, go to the pre-qualification pages where it doesn't affect your credit score. It doesn't put a hard inquiry on. Then educate yourself on how much extra money you're paying every month that you don't have to. That money that you earned could be sitting in the bank. You know, there's a saying that I think about quite often, and it could really, maybe it'll open up your guys' eyes. You see, the saying goes, I have never bought anything with money. I have bought it with pieces of my life that I traded away. And in the end, it wasn't enough. So basically, what it means is the money that you have, the money that you collect in your paycheck that you cash, that is your compensation for the pieces of your life that you're giving to somebody else to make them rich. And that is what you're spending. So I look at it like this. The more of my money that I can hang on to, that I don't have to be spending on high interest loans or high interest credit cards, the more of that I can keep, it's like the more of my life that I can keep, because it's mine. I earned that money. I traded a piece of my life for that money. And I think about that quite often, and it helps me when I want to make a decision on whether or not I want to buy something. A lot of you older folks, you'll understand. You'll understand because you've seen hard times. You've seen tough times. it's really the younger ones that I'm trying to preach to here, because they got the rest of their lives in front of them. And I try to tell my children the same thing. Credit is so very important. It really is, especially since we live in a credit-based economy. Everything is credit. Everything. So, I'm sorry that this was a long episode, but listen to it. Try to understand what I'm telling you. And we'll do another episode on the breakdown of your credit score and try to explain how your credit score is, how it's formulated, and why that 3-digit number means so much to your life. So, like I said, educate yourself. It all starts there. At the same time, start taking care of your credit. We can help you clean it up. We can help you cover up your mistakes. But from here on out, you have to make the conscious decision that you're going to take care of it, that you're going to nurture it, and you're going to watch it grow. So, until the next time, I appreciate you guys, and thank you for listening. And like I said prior, if you have a credit problem, then we have a credit solution. The optimal credit solution. So, check us out at www.optimalcreditsolution.com. Like us and share us on Facebook at facebook.com/optimalsolution. And shoot us an email at info@optimalcreditsolution.com. Just say, hey, hi, thanks. Let us know if you got anything out of this episode or any of the previous episodes, or if you have any suggestions on a future episode. And we'll respond back to you and tell you thank you. We appreciate you guys, and we're always here. Don't hesitate to send us an email. We'll help you out any way that we can. Until next time, take care and take care of your credit.